Robert Swift?
Not tonight, and meeting with him later, so we'll find out. He had an MRI, some kind of special MRI with the dye and stuff this afternoon, so I think I'll find out more at 6:30.
Is it a concern that maybe he tore it again, or just...
It's a concern, for sure, yeah. It's a concern. Not playing near future. Probably more of an announcement later.
Did he tell you how he did it?
No. Just that he felt the pop. I think he planned it. I looked at the tape, but I didn't ask him what happened. It looked like he planned it. One of the classic planned it and went the other way.
Underneath the basket?
No, I think away a little bit. I would have said off a little bit.
Offense, defense?
Offense. It was, I got to think. Front of our bench, first half, was offense. Yeah. You know what? Again, what I was looking at,
right,
thinking it was, may not have been what it was. Robert wasn't there watching with me.
Okay.
But I think what I think I saw was in front of our bench in the first half. Obviously, he's going to remember where it was and when it happened.
He was the main focal point of everything as far as how does this affect everything now that you're not going to have him.
It changed. If he's certainly not going to be available short term. If he's not going to be available for a long time, it changes, first of all, some of the opportunities for the new guys. It doesn't change Johan. Johan was going to get extended minutes anyhow. So, I mean, Joe's going to continue to get big minutes. Nick and Wheezy were certainly going to play anyhow. But, for instance, tonight it gets Francisco into the mix a lot quicker than would have been, and gets Danielle probably into the mix too as soon as we get him here and he passes his physicals and everything. So, again, not that we're going to play five, but, I mean, if you look at it, and particularly if Robert – going forward, we're going to be able to extend his minutes. You got Nick, Wheezy, Robert, and Joe. There's four bigs going to play pretty quality minutes. There's not a lot of playing time for anybody else. The way it looks now, if, in fact, he's going to be out for a while, then you got three guys getting minutes, and so there's going to be some playing time for the other guys.
And it isn't like you're a doctor or anything like that, but if you hear a pop, I mean, that means something, right?
I would probably say yes, but some other times like guys have said that and I went, oh God, and then the next day he goes, it's nothing. But I don't like to hear people say they felt something pop or they felt something give.
Seems like with the ACL, there's certain guys you kind of forgot they even tore it because they come back so quickly, and there's others who are never the same player. I mean, is that just...
I don't know too many that came back pretty quick. I think it's usually a little bit of a lengthy rehab, and I think the norm. I shouldn't even guess, guy. My opinion would have been the norm is that's one that drags on and takes a little bit longer. But that's totally unscientific. I could be dead wrong. So I defer to Mike or Doc Seidner or Doc Zorn. But when I hear ACL, I think longer. That one's going to take a longer time, but. That's layman.
And it's probably unfair to ask, but any second guessing here? Did he come back too soon? Should he have just maybe taken this year off? Or
I don't think so, but that's not. I've not talked to the doctors yet. I think not, because in this case, one, we've been, if anything, cautious, and two, everything we've done has not only been with our guys, but with the second opinion out of LA. So no, I'm waiting for the doc to tell me. This was totally random. This could have happened, to Nick last night, and there was no correlation that the incidents is more apt to happen because he's playing with a brace. Because I don't even know if it was the same knee, to be honest with you. So I don't have any input into that. I don't have any real educated opinion right now. I mean, I think they'll be candid if they say, but I don't anticipate that. Because I don't think it's the same thing. I think it's a different injury. But.